跟着圣灵走。
是主爱让我们像高山连起来，向前走向那奔腾澎湃的海，跟着神灵走又不再回来，在这个飞旋的时代，让我们真正的彼此相爱，耶和华是我们的神的元帅，组成一座座雪的长城，福音的旗帜扬起来。是主爱让我们像高山连起来，向前走向那奔腾澎湃的海，跟着神灵走永不再回来，在这个飞旋的时代，让我们真诚地彼此相爱，耶和华是我们的神的元帅，组成一座座雪的长城，福音的旗帜扬起来。
亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们将继续播放爱德华米勒牧师有关圣灵系列的信息。今天题目是圣灵教训我，提到这位圣灵是我们的教诲师，要教导我们关于天上各样属神的事情，唯有他从神来明白神的事情。好像一个人到一个陌生的国家，他完全的无知，他不知道那里的事情，必须要一个熟悉的人来帮助他，而圣灵就是这样的一位教师，来教导我们关于神国的事情。让我们一起来分享。
And we'll be sharing together again about the Holy Spirit.
我们要再一次分享有关圣灵的。
And our need for the Holy Spirit.
还有我们对圣灵的需要。
Quite a few years ago, and of course, I was a bit younger.
很多年前，当然我年轻一点了。
I was in Japan.
我曾经在日本。
It's very interesting being in a country like Japan.
在一个像日本那样的国家是很有意思的。
You learn to understand how helpless you are.
你就会渐渐知道你是多么的无助。
Maybe you are educated.
或许你受过教育。
Maybe you're pretty smart.
或许你也很聪明。
Maybe you're even pretty well off.
或许你甚至很有钱。
But you're helpless.
但是你是无助的。
You try to go any place and you'll get lost.
你若试着要去任何地方，都会迷失。
You can talk to no one.
你没有办法跟任何人说话。
They introduced me to some people that they said could speak English.
他们把我介绍给一些人，说那些人会讲英文。
And they studied English.
他们也学过英文。
They studied English from a teacher.
他们的英文从一个老师学的。
From a Japanese teacher.
从一个日本老师学的。
Who studied English from another Japanese teacher.
而那位老师是又是从另外一位日本老师学的。
Who studied English from another Japanese teacher.
而他又是从另外一位日本老师学的。
Who studied English from another Japanese teacher.
他又从另外一位日本老师学的英文。
And where it all started, I don't know.
那到底从哪里开始的，我不晓得。
But I must say it was very difficult.
但是我必须说非常的困难。
They were very kind to me.
他们对我非常的亲切。
They never sent me any place without going with me.
他们不会没有陪着我就把我送到任何地方去。
They knew I wouldn't arrive if they did.
他们知道如果他们那样做的话，我到不了的。
You can't read a street sign.
街上的标志都看不懂。
And besides, there are not many street signs anyway.
而且他们路上也没有多少标志。
The addresses aren't like our addresses at all.
他们的地址跟我们的一点都不像。
And there's nothing in any sign, any place that you can read.
在任何地方没有任何标志是你可以读的。
Not even the numbers.
甚至数目都没有办法。
I remember I went into a department store.
我记得我到一家百货公司去。
And I was, it was close to where we were staying, so I could get there and back all right.
那个地方靠近我们住的地方，所以我能够到那里又能够回去。
And I saw a very lovely little taipin.
我看到一个很可、很美丽的
I'll get that.
领带夹，我想说，哎，我要买。
So a very kind clerk came.
所以有一个很亲切的职员就来了。
And I pointed to that little item.
我就跟他指着那个小东西。
Yes, yes, I buy.
我说好，我跟他说我要买。
I buy this.
我跟他说我要买这个。
He looked at me and said, blah, blah,
blah, blah. 他就看着我。
I said, yes, yes.
我说是的，是的。
I buy.
我买、
yes,
这个。
Yes, yes, yes.
就是这个。
I can't get about it. 我有你。I tried.
我试过了。
I went out without it.
我出去的时候还是没有买成。
We just somehow couldn't get together on the idea.
我们就是讲不通。
You're really helpless when you're in somebody else's land.
当你在别人的国家上真的是无助。
In trepidation, my wife and I would get on a train.
结果我们就很战惊的害怕的上了一
辆
上了火车。
They always called ahead.And told the people you were coming and to meet you at that train.
他们就讲说我们已经告诉下一站的人说你们要来了，他们会在那个车站接你们。
Once you got on the train, then they would call.
说当你上了车，然后你上了火车，然后呢，我们就要打电话去。
And they would say, now count four or five or six stops.
然后他们就会跟我说，你算算看，大概要坐个四站、五站或是六站。
But sometimes trains stop an extra time.
但是有时候。火车它会多停。
That really ruins your counting.
这样子你算的都毁了。
You know what station you're supposed to get off at.
你知道你本来应该要在哪一站下车的。
But there's not a sign in the place that tells you what station you're at.
但是那里没有标志，你们不知道你到底在哪一站。
We were driven to a station and to go to a service.
别人把我们送到车站，要去参加一个聚会。
We got off at the right place.
我们在正确的地方下车
了。We were met by the right man.
有正确的人来接我们。
We had a nice service.
我们有个很好的聚会。
And then, after the service,
然后聚会之后
he took us to the train.
还有把我们带到火车站。
And we got off at the right stop.
我们在正确的站下了车。
And nobody was there.
那里没有人。
And we waited.
我们等。
And we waited.
等。
It's about 11 o'clock at night.
那时候差不多是晚上十一点钟。
And we waited.
我们等着。
He did not show up.
那个人没有出现。
So racking my brains, I thought, well, maybe I can remember enough how we came that we can get back.
所以我就绞尽脑汁想说，或许我能够记得说我们是怎么来的，那我就可以回去原来的地方。
I did have an address.
我是有地址的。
I went to the taxis.
我去找计程车司机。
They looked at the address,
他们看着
地址 shook their heads.
摇摇头。
No, we can't take you there. I suppose they said.
没有办法，我们没有办法带你到那里。我想他们是这样跟我说的。
I finally found one taxi that, well, he would try.
我终于找到一辆计程车，他愿意试试看的。
I said, I point, I tell you how to go.
我就指一指说我告诉你怎么去。
So in the taxi we got.
所以我们就上了计程车。
And squeezing the last ounce of memory I had.
我就拼命把我最后还剩的一丝记忆挤出来。
I said, turn here.
我说这里
转。Turn there.
那里转。
I had a few landmarks.
我有一些路标。
I remember we passed a Coca-Cola building.
我记得我们经过一栋可口可乐的大楼。哦，还好我们找到了。
Turn right here.
然后在这里要转弯。
We go up this hill.
然后要上着山。
We made it.
好，我们到了。
We went up the house and knocked on the door.
我们就到门口叩门。
The host opened the door. It was totally surprised. What are you doing here?
主人开门非常的惊讶，说：“哎，你们在这里干什么？”
Well.We went in and sat down.
我们进去坐下来。
About 15 minutes later, the telephone rang.
差不多15分钟以后，电话铃响了。
The man said, I forgot to call you. We sent the Millers.
那人说，哦，我忘记打电话给你，说你要去接米勒牧师。
You are totally helpless.
你完全无助。
And they are very kind. They know we're that helpless, so they treat us like helpless idiots.
他们对我们非常亲切，因为他们知道我们是无助的，所以他们对我们呢，也就像是无助的，像是对待白痴一样。
The general idea with foreigners is if you can't speak their language, you don't know anything anyway.
那他们对于外国人一般的规则是，如果你不会讲他们的语言，就是认为是你是什么都不知道了。
I mean, when you talk to a little two-year-old and they can talk better than you can.
当你跟一个两岁的小孩子讲话，他们能够讲得比你好。
And they ask you questions and you can't even answer.
他们问你的问题，甚至你都没有办法回答。
You dare not try to answer, you'd say some stupid thing.
你也不敢回答，不然你会说出一些很笨的话来。
You realize that the other people think that you're less intelligent than a two-year-old.
你就知道别人认为你还不如两岁小孩子来得聪明。
When I was in Taiwan, they were very kind.
当我到台湾的时候，他们非常的亲切。
They would take my hand and lead me like a blind man.
他们会握着我的手，像带领我，就像带瞎子一样。
And they tried not to lose me.
他们试着不要把我搞丢了。
And it was quite a job for them.
对他们来讲，这是很大的工作。
We didn't know anything.
我们什么都不知道。
In fact, I went to try to study Japanese for a while.
事实上，有一阵子我试着读日文。
I spent almost a whole year studying Japanese.
我差不多花了一整年的时间读日文。
So when I went there the next time, it wasn't quite as bad.
所以等我下一次再去那边的时候，情况就没有那么糟糕了。
At least I could read a few street signs and a few things like that.
至少我能够读一些街上的标志这类的东西。
But I wasn't going to be quite as helpless as I was the first time.
因为我不想要像第一次那么无助。
It's a very uncomfortable feeling.
那是一种很不舒服的感觉。
To be in a place and traveling from place to place.
在一个地方到处旅行。
One time we got into one of those bullet trains, they call them.
有一次我们进到了他们所称的子弹火车。
I say we got on.
我说我们上了车子。
We were helped on.
我们是别人把我们帮助我们上去的。
I mean, helped on by 1,000 other people trying to get on the same train.
我说别人帮我们是因为有好几千个人他们试着要上同一班火车。
You don't have to walk.
你不必走。
Just stand there and you'll get on.
你只要站在那里，你就会上车了。
But I had several suitcases.
但是我有几个行李。
We were going from Tokyo to Osaka.
我们从东京要到大阪去。
And I got helped on.
别人就帮我上去了。
My wife got helped on.
别人也帮我太太上了车。
But we were in two different places.
但是我们在两个不同的地方。
She didn't know if I got on.
她不晓得我上车了没有。
And I didn't know she got on.
我也不晓得她上车了没有。
And if we didn't meet there, where would we meet?
我们如果没有在那边见面，也不晓得会在哪里见面。
She'd probably be there in Tokyo yet.
或许她还在东京呢。
And as we traveled,
当我们旅行，
she got quite upset. Well, I should say frightened.
我可以，她蛮不高兴。我应该说她很害怕了。
And little by little, a few people left the train.
渐渐的，有一些人下了车。
And we got down near Osaka.
然后我们到快要到大阪的地方。
And enough people had left.
因为有很多人已经下了火车。
Way over in another car.
后来在很远的一节车厢里面，
Between many black heads,
在很多的黑的头发当中，
she saw a white head.
她看到一个白的头。
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
哦，耶稣，谢谢你。
She was so relieved.
哦，她松了一口气。
And there's nothing you could do about it.
在那里你一点办法都没有。
You don't know, you don't know.
你不晓得就是不晓得。
And I didn't know.
我不晓得。
And it reminded of that as I was thinking of this scripture over there in the book of Nehemiah. Can you find Nehemiah?
这就让我想起在尼希米记的经文。
And in chapter 9,
第九章，尼希米记第九章。
And verse 20.
第九章第二十节。
It speaks how God took care of his children when they left Egypt.
这里讲到神的百姓离开埃及的时候，他怎么样照顾他的百姓。
And wandered in the desert.
那些百姓在旷野里面漂流。
Japan is bad enough.
日本已经够糟糕了。
Tokyo's worse.
东京更糟。
But the desert is a lot worse.
但是旷野要比这些糟得多。
And they were in the desert.
他们在旷野里。
And the Lord led them in many ways.
主在各方面都引导他们。
Read verse 19.
我们读到第十九节。十九节，你还是大施怜悯，在旷野不丢弃他们，白昼云柱不离开他们，仍引导他们行路；黑夜火柱也不离开他们，仍照亮他们当行的路。
And then in verse 20,
然后在第二十节
，You gave them also your good spirit to instruct them.
你也赐下你良善的灵教训他们。
You gave your good spirit to instruct them.
你赐下你良善的灵教训他们。
He knew they were lost in the desert.
神知道他们在旷野里面会迷失的。
He knew they were in a place they'd never been before.
神知道他们在一个以前从来就没有去过的地方。
And they were going to a place they never knew before.
他们将要去
的。Or had ever been there.
以前都不知道不曾去过的地方。
And they needed help.
他们需要帮助。
You see,We're in a place we've never been before.
我们在一个我们不曾去过的地方。
This is the first time you've ever lived this day.
这是你第一次过今天。
And tomorrow is a new day.
明天又是新的一天。
What things will happen, you have no idea.
但是会发生一些事情是你一无所知的。
And even at this time, a very, very...lethal storm has been taking place in the United States.
甚至在现在也有一个很可怕的暴风在美国发生着。
Over 40 people were killed just a couple states before us by tornadoes.
就在我们的前面几周有40个人因着龙卷风而丧生了。
They didn't expect that.
他们并没有预期会有龙卷风。
Two, three days before, no one had any idea.
两三天前没有人知道会有这样的事情。
Every day we're in a new place.
每一天我们都在一个新的地方。
But not only that.
不只是这样子。
We're going to another place.
我们要去另外一个地方。
And a place we know nothing about.
那个地方是我们一点都不知道的。
Not anything.
什么事情都不知道。
I read books on Japan.
我读过有关日本的书。
I read books on Germany.
我也读过有关德国的书。
I read books on England.
我也读过有关英国的书。
I read books on Taiwan.
我也读过有关台湾的书。
But when you get there,
但是当你到那里的时候
it's totally different.
情形完全不同。
Everything is different.
一切都不一样。
I remember I got a special dictionary.
我记得我拿了一本特别的字典。
That gives you English and French.
里面有英文也有法文。
I felt better.
啊，我觉得比较好了。
I'd never been to France before.
我以前从来没有去过法国。
But now I had a dictionary of both languages.
好，但是现在我有这双语的字典了。
The first place I used it.
我用的第一个地方。
As we were driving over the country.
当我们在那个国家里面开车的时候。
Was in a hotel.
在一个到了一个旅馆。
Of course, I couldn't speak French.
当然我不会讲法文。
And the proprietor couldn't speak English.
那门口的接待人也不会讲英文。
My dictionary.
好，我就把我的字典拿出来。就在这里。
Okay. 啊，这个有点忙，就。Say once more.
你再说一次。
It was hopeless.
没有办法。
My dictionary didn't help me much.
我的字典没有帮助我。
It was rather pathetic.
那情况很惨。
I was reduced to utter ignorance again.
我又再一次回到我的无知了。
I've been there so often, I should feel comfortable.
我常常有这样的经历，所以我应该觉得很自在了。
And we're going to a place...Even if we've read books about it, we really don't know much about it.
我们要去的一个地方，即使我们读过有关他的书，但是我们对他还是知道的太少了。
And we're going to meet people that we've never heard of before.
我们会遇见一些人是我们以前从来没有听说过的。
Where everything is strange.
一切都是陌生的。
When I went to Australia,
当我去澳洲
there were lots of flowers.
那里有许多花
and lots of animals.
有许多动物。
But not one I had ever seen before.
但是没有一样是我以前看见过的。
They were so different.
他们都很不一样。
Like the kangaroo, and so many are like that.
就像袋鼠，很多这一类的东西。
The lady kangaroos don't have the kangaroos inside. They have them outside in pockets.
母的袋鼠，他们的袋鼠不是在里面，是在就是用一个就像一个袋子一样，在袋子的外。
And they don't walk on four legs.
他们不是四只脚走路的。
They hop along on two and use the other four to play with.
他们是用双脚跳着，然后用四脚来玩。
Everything is different.
一切都不同。
And reading books did not help much.
读书没有多大的帮助。
When I went there, fortunately, I had someone to go with me.
当我去那里的时候，幸好有人跟我一块儿去。
Someone that did know.
有知道的人跟我走。
And we're going to a land that's far different than that.
我们要去的那个地方跟的远不一样。
We're going to people that are far different.
我们要遇见的人都会很不一样。
We're going to a king that rules far differently.
我们要去的那位王，他掌管的方式也完全不同。
And dear God knows, we don't know anything about it.
而我们的神知道，我们对那个一无所知。
And so that's why, said you gave your good spirit to instruct them.
所以这就是为什么在这里说，你也赐下你良善的灵教训他们。
And he gave his spirit in the form of fire.To lead them, to show them the way.
他的圣灵以火的样子来带领他们，跟他们指路。
So they would get there.
好让他们能够到那里。
And they would get there with instruction.
而且是有引导到了那里。
Now go over to the book of John.
我们现在来看约翰福音。
And chapter 16.
约翰福音第十六章。
And verse 18.
十六章第十八节。
Let's see here. No, verse 13, I'm sorry.
对不起，是十三节。
When he, the Spirit of Truth, that's the Holy Spirit,
只等真理的圣灵来，就是圣灵。
He has come, he will guide you.Into all truth.
他要引导你明白进入一切的真理。
He won't speak of himself.
因为他不是凭自己说的。
But whatever he hears, he'll speak.
乃是把他所听见的都说出来。
And he'll show you things to come.
并要把将来的事告诉你们。
He shall receive the things of me, of mine.
他要将授予我的。
And show it unto you.
告诉你们。
In other words, God has given us the Holy Spirit
换句话说
to instruct us.
把圣灵赐给我们是要来指示我们。
Now we have a book. Of course we have a book. A wonderful book.
现在我们有一本书，当然我们有一本很奇妙的书。
But that isn't enough.
但是这样不够。
If you're studying mathematics,
如果你学数学
a book is very, very instructive.
一本书会告诉你很多东西。
Right now, I'm putting some new programs on my computer.
现在我把一些新的程式放到我的电脑里去。
Well, I have a book.
我有一本书。
And with a book and a few extra experiences,
有这本书还有一些其他的经验。
I'm getting along.
我可以过得了。
I'm making it work, and it's going to work fine for me.
我可以让这个东西运作，而且对我有用。
With a computer and a book of instruction.
有电脑还有指示的书
I'm doing all right.
我过得去
Many things we learn that way.
很多事情我们都是这样子学会的
We go to schools.
我们上学
And they teach us things.
学校教我们事情
But when it comes to the things of God and when it comes to the things of heaven
但是讲到神的事情天上的事情的时候
Books aren't enough.
书不够
And teachers aren't enough.
老师也不够
Because the teachers that teach me,
因为教我的老师
I went to Bible college.
我去过神学，念过神学院
I'm sorry, but I didn't know any better.
对不起，但是我并没有知道的更多
I went to Bible college.
我去念神学院
But it was like the English teachers in Japan.
但是那就好像日本的英文老师一样
They tried to teach me about heaven, but they'd never been there.
他们试着教我天上的事情，但他们从来没有去过天上。
And they had learned about heaven from other people that never learned, had never been there and learned about heaven.
他们学他们所知道天上的事情是从那些从来没有去过天上的人那里知道的。
And from other people that never had been taught by anybody had been there.
而且又是从从来没有没有那些人教过他们有关天上的事情人所教的。
And so their help wasn't very much.
所以他们的帮助实在是不多。
I remember I was in one place in Japan.
我记得曾经在日本的一个地方。
And they gave me a, an interpreter.
他们给我一个新的翻译。
That knew English very well.
英文很好的。
So, we finally get around to the service.
好，我们好不容易到了聚会了。
Well, good morning. We're going to speak today in John 14:32.
好，今天早安。今天早上我们要讲约翰福音十四章三十二节。
What was that?
是什么?
We're going to speak on the book of John.
啊，我们要来讲约翰福音。
Book? What's a book?
什么书啊?
That went all the way through the sermon.
我在整个讲道当中都是这样子。
If you can call it a sermon.
如果你能够称那为讲道的话。
And if anybody understood anything, they were miracles.
若有任何人听懂了任何一句话，那都是奇迹的。
And that's the way sometimes my Bible school teachers were.
有时候神学院的老师就是这样子。
I remember I asked so many questions in one class.
我记得我在一堂课上问了好多问题。
And the teacher admittedly knew so little about it.
老师他承认他知道的太少了。
They said, look, we're just going to close the class because I don't know enough to teach you.
结果老师说我必须把这个课给结束因为我知道的不够多我没有办法教你。
He was an honest man.
他是一个诚实的人。
You see, who knows about it?
有谁知道呢?
Who's ever been there?
有谁去过那里呢?
Who can tell us this is the way?
有谁能够告诉我们说这就是道路呢?
And who can tell us anything about what's really there?
谁能够告诉我们那里真正是什么样子?
And that's why someone from there has come to here.
这就是为什么有一位从那里来的到了这里。
He's the Holy Spirit.
他就是圣灵。
Well, it's true he's not like us.
的确他不像我们。
Jesus wore a body like we did, but then they crucified that.
耶稣曾经有像我们一样的身体但是人们却把他钉死了。
So the Holy Spirit didn't come in a body, that's too dangerous.
所以圣灵并没有带着身体来那样子太危险了。
He came in a spirit.
他用灵来了。
And after all, everybody in that land are spirits.
毕竟在那个地方的每一个人都是灵。
So he was comfortable that way.
所以那样子他就很自在。
And as long as we're going to learn about that land, we just will get used to having spirits around.
若我们要学习有关那个地方的事情，我们最好学习惯周围都有灵，他是圣灵。
And he came from there.
他是从那里来的。
And he was sent with a specific purpose of teaching me.
他被差遣来有一个很明确的目的，就是要来教导我。
That was why he came.
这就是他来的目的。
That's why he was sent to the children of Israel in the desert.
这就是为什么在旷野的时候他被差派到以色列的百姓那里去指教他们。
Anything about the things of God, I need instruction.
凡是有关神的任何事情我都需要受指教。
We've never been there.
我们从来没有去过那里。
We've never really heard the voice of God.
我们从来没有真正听见过神的声音。
And the Bible tells me the voice of God is many different things.
而圣经告诉我神的声音是很多不同的事情
And he speaks in so many different ways.
他用许许多多不同的方式说话
And to be able to be instructed is very, very necessary.
要能够受指教是非常非常必要的